last year, which is completed the COVID year, that we started to put some limits on our expenditures. We still spend more. We still spend more than working. Our federal and state grants are, but it was barely, we barely made it because of the Social Security reimbursement realignment. So we continue to look for ways to reduce the budget. As you know, we're asking for $540,000 for senior client. But I want to thank supervisors and staff members for working very hard on helping keep a good, healthy budget. So in general, we are doing okay. We are not going to lay off people. All going to order of selection.
Oh yeah, I was at a meeting yesterday, and the other vocational rehabilitation agency in the state is under order of selection, and they contribute. The reason that they're saying that they're under order of selection is because they didn't have enough money historically allocated for pre-ex. They had to spend more money on pre-ex, so, which has forced them into order of selection. So have we ever been in order of selection?
Not the agency for the blind.
Okay, good.
The out of 79 agencies between general agencies and agencies for the blind, 41 are in order of selection.
Only 41 lives.
41 lives, so more than that.
Do you have any idea how many of those were blind, or were they? I never looked. I looked.
Yeah,
at
some
them.
Some of them.
Some of them.
Minnesota is in World Reservation Plan.
You know, I don't know, for those that are here, they don't know what order selection is. It means they can't serve a lot of people that are disabled.
Well, they cannot take new clients. They stop, close all the applications and only serve those who are disabled.
No new blood.
And then later on, as they open, only serve those who have, there are different levels. The first category is those who have three or more disabilities. Mm. And then go from two to three disabilities and then one disability.
All right, anything else on your budget report, Carlos?
No, just in general, like I mentioned before, when we do have to make changes, the approach that the leadership and the supervisor have is we bring up the budget, we are transparent with how much we have, how much we could afford, and work with field staff to make sure that they understand, help us figure it out. We also give ideas. Once they help us figure it out, sometimes it's not enough. Sometimes we have to make some drastic changes. When we do make those drastic changes, there will be some people who still maybe won't understand why we are making those changes. Just want you to know that's normal.
Yes.
If they do contact you, let me know. I'll be glad to tell you or to explain to the staff members.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do a quick shout out to the consumer groups here because I was at a meeting yesterday and we were talking about independent living dollars. And the Commission for the Blind had the vision that with the changes in WIOA, we had to go approach the state to ask for more state funds to provide independent living services. And the way that happened was, first of all, we had leadership that cast a vision to do that, but then we also had consumers that went and testified to help make that possible. That doesn't always happen amongst the disabled groups, but we're able to do that with the blind because of the consumer group support. So you are needed, it is important, we're gonna need it. You talked about trying to get more money for older blind people. We're gonna need to be heard and seen to hopefully get the dollars that we need to serve the older blind. what was the dollar value? You're saying 550?
540.
540.
And some cent, I usually don't.
And now, I don't know if you guys know, but basically that's one additional staff person in each office.
For each office, equipment, overhead expenses.
And that's awesome, because we just do not have the money right now. What, maybe, what, $200,000 in the overhead?
$250,000.
Yeah. Not enough.
As you're talking about consumer support, also the NBE bill, please, that have been helped. Seems like an easy fix, but there are corporations out there who don't like the priority for blind people, so they can pay them. They do have power there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I, when I mention consumers, I feel that because the commission is a consumer-driven agency, I think I can say that without apologizing to anybody for asking for money. So I hope I'm not offending anybody. But, all right. Any other questions about budget for Carlos?
Nope.
All right. Thank you.
Kind of balancing it.
All right. Very good. Next is Newsline update.
Did we ever get one?
I don't know that I saw one. I
can answer some of that.
I apologize if I forgot to forward it.
So I don't think the board got it, but I actually have been texting Brian Baldwin right now.
Okay.
And he said he sent it to Carlos and Kathy. Kathy had it, and she just handed it to me. Obviously, it's going. The entirety of it will go into the minutes. But if you wanted to, I mean, it's in print right here. If you want to ask Kathy, would you?
Sure.
It's a page.
I think we've got.
It's a page and a paragraph.
Just want to hit the highlights on it?
I can skim it.
Can you paraphrase it?
I can see if I can paraphrase it real quick.
Usually doesn't change from meeting to meeting too much.
No, it's always just nice.
Brian's talking about how he was asked to attend the NFB of Nebraska State Convention here recently and do a presentation, which he did. He talked about how the KNFB reader will be integrated into the Newsline application. He's putting a list of consumer organization chapters and contact information up on the Newsline. We're updating what was there. He attended the Vision Resource Correlation Summit here at Outlook, Nebraska. And he goes on a few other things. So he's been getting out about trying to do the, you know, kind of the outreach portion of his job. Then he's kind of getting into any other big updates, new newspapers and features and things. Okay, here's I have and will continue to call on doctor conventions to speak during sessions about utilizing external resources. iDoctor office is complete with a list of rehabilitation services, talking book services, and most importantly, at the internet. He goes into some of the normal numbers, so monthly statistics, subscribers, utilization, which would be included in the report. He's talking a little bit about the new subscription count. He's not signed up as many new people this year as in previous years. He says that he believes the statistics show that the usage of it is higher than in years past. So the people who are signed up are using it more than previously.
Well, thank you for kind of taking it upon yourself to find that. I never assume everybody that's in the public has been here before, so As commissioners, we do get reports in advance, and we do read down them. We just didn't happen to get this one, and it'll be in the records. If you ever have any questions, all these reports are in our minutes, and they're written very thoroughly. So thanks, Mike, for doing that. Next on the agenda item is Client Assist Program, or CAP, complaints. Do we have any?
No formal complaints.
No formal complaints?
There was one issue, though, which is not usually reported, but there was one, you know, that area from the Facebook, that it was finally solved. That's why it's been resolved.
Who is handling that CAP complaint?
Jerry, what's his name?
Yeah, I think I met him yesterday.
All right.
Well,
he came to our center a couple of weeks ago.
Okay, very nice. Well, very good. Well, that's no news is good news, I guess, as far as complaints. So, right now, I'm looking at the time here, and we are 12:08, and we're just about caught up on agenda items, but under new business, the first thing that we have on the new business is to discuss and set dates and focus topics for next year. And as we know, we meet every quarter. We've kind of had a standing tradition where typically in November we try to meet in Omaha, and in
February
we meet in Lincoln, and then the other nicer weather months we meet other areas to participate, consumer attendance and input. So our next meeting is in Lincoln, and we don't have focus topics right now, right?
I don't think we have one assigned, but I can double check.
Yeah, I know we have one for May. And that's going to be in Nebraska City, right?
Right. So, if I could,
yeah.
I would like to start this off by suggesting, and I'm going to ask Chad to input here in just a second, that we plan the meetings to be February 2nd, May 4th. I'm going to say here August 3rd and November 7th. That would be the first Saturday of each of those months, the month we traditionally meet. Chad, do you have a conflict with August 3rd that you know of?
No, especially if it's in Scotts Bluff.
How about...
We haven't been there in 4 years at least that I've been on the board.
So, that would be the first Saturday of February, May, August, and November, the months we traditionally meet. February, we said it's always Omaha. Lincoln.
Yeah.
November is always Omaha. Mm-hmm. That leaves us two locations. I would like to suggest something out west in May.
May is Nebraska City.
May is Nebraska City.
It is. Okay, thank you, because I was getting confused with August. So I'm actually changing my notes now. So August is Nebraska City.
May.
May is Nebraska City. And so that's somewhere out west for August.
What was the November date?
It's the first Saturday, so it's November 2nd.
Thank you.
So Chad says Scotts Bluff, and I haven't been out there in a long time either.
It's very expensive for all of us to go out there.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
That's why.
Scotts Bluff.
What did she say
about it? Oh, she just said it's very expensive for us to all go out there.
Oh, yeah. And last year we went more North Platte, I think.
Yeah.
And that's about, how far is that from Scotts Bluff?
It's just another 3 hours.
Just 3 hours, yeah. Oh, boy.
That ain't nothing compared to here. Been here three times.
We appreciate that. We do. I'm so glad that we have the western part of the state represented.
Now, the August meeting is also a meeting we could do a video thing, because we don't have any other
meetings next year for video conference?
Well, not that we've set yet.
Yeah, February is probably going
to. Oh, February.
Yeah.
Yes,
okay. That's always so iffy.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Coming to Lincoln in February, so yeah. That I would say
video.
A video.
Okay, I'm going to.
Yeah,
well, I was just going to say, I totally get that Scotts Bluff is a very expensive place to go, just because it's a long drive, we take a lot of people, everything involved, that sometimes it's a...
due diligence.
Yeah, right, but even if we don't go there every year, which we don't, I think it's still important that we go there once in a while. And it's been, I'd have to go back to look to see the last time we were there.
Before my time.
Which I could do if somebody really wants to know.
Well, as my friend Jim used to say, we are a statewide organization, or agency.
Yes. Well, I may, there are, as you make your decisions, which happens to be too, and I make decisions for our staff members. What we usually talk is, okay, yes, we should go to Scotts Bluff because we want to make sure that we are there available for clients. But I think the only two times we've been there, no clients.
Yeah. I know.
The last time we went to North Bluff, only staff members, and most of them had to drive the car. So just for you to think about.
You know that we, money is an issue, it always is. I would rather use some money to create the option.
No, I'm always to invest because that's why the money is there. But the problem is paying for content. Because they are around there, they have to drive far from places. It's just so you, for your
consideration. I respect that.
A big reason why I think we used to vary where we had our meetings a little bit more. You know, we'd end up in Sydney or something like that. And because when we get outside of Lincoln and Omaha, the number of people who attend drops considerably. That we got to the point it's like, okay, we're going to travel, and nobody's requesting us to come to their location. We're going to go where we have an office, that way we're at least accessible to our own staff. But like you're saying, we could, you know, when we went out to North Platte, the staff that came would come to the car. Yeah.
We have an office
currently,
right?
Yep.
Yeah. The one I remember a couple years ago, we went to Norfolk, had a good public attendance.
Yeah, that's
good. Yeah. I had that office up there that helped some of these people get there. Yeah. Good.
Okay.
At least Kearney is west, so that's the closest we're getting, so that's maybe the way to go.
Okay.
Sorry for you, Robert, that's simple.
All right.
Chad, do you want to speak any more about that?
No, it'd be nice if, you know, regardless if there was many people there, just to acknowledge that, you know, we can try to go out there.
Yeah.
So I've been on, this next year's the fourth year. And we've never been out there. We could even have it in Alliance for that matter.
So if we haven't, so it's been longer than that.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think it's when Dan was still working. This is the last time I remember one being out there.
Yeah, Chad's about ready to clean up the chicken coop with
pumpkin. Yeah, come on over.
Well, I guess from a money and resources, time is money and money is time. What do you think about Ernie?
I always have a tough time. Just I think we need to go on to Scott's Bluff, but if we're not going to gain any, if nobody's going to come and make use of it, then I would love somebody to say, invite us to come to Kearney, and then I have a very easy time.
Absolutely.
Saying yes, let's go. But if nobody is going to speak up and say, you never come out here, you know, then it's tough to justify it.
Well, and I'll have to say I was at a...
There is one person speaking up, though.
No, I know,
I know.
And I'll have to say the other vocational rehabilitation agency meets in Lincoln, I know at least two times a year. I'm not sure if it's every time in Lincoln.
Do they meet on the weekends? Or?
They meet on Fridays.
Because that's another...
Right. Yeah. Well, do we want to leave it to the or ask Carlos and Carol to maybe talk to North Platte and Kearney and Scottsbluff and just see if any of the staff there can put something together about getting folks there. In a sense, have them ask, amongst them, they figure out who would be the better place for us to go.
Yeah,
sure.
You guys are not loud enough.
I need them.
Yeah.
You guys like this before. Lots of different discussions. I didn't know being chair would be so hard, but
let me ask another question then, Mark.
Yeah.
Is since I've been on the board, we have traditionally always met on a Saturday.
Yeah.
The general thought had been that we're trying to make ourselves available to people who might be working during the week. If one of the people, one of the groups that we need to make sure that we're accessible to is our own staff, would we want to consider meeting during the week, like on a Friday or something like that?
We should try different things and see how it goes. One of the things I think that makes the Nebraska Commission for Blind and Vision Impaired special is the consumer input and the public participation. You don't see that in a lot of other agencies. But that being said, I would be willing to do a Fridays, again, somewhere where maybe the bulk of the people didn't have to travel, so it really would be a convenience factor.
So, another comment that I did, we're just having over here between me and Becky was that, while the other thing is the schedule of the board.
Yeah.
So, those of us we might not be able to leave our jobs. So,
right.
For instance, Becky and Chad work for school districts. It's not easy for them to leave during the middle of the week or to leave on a school day to come to a meeting like this, where on a Saturday it's a little easier to do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I burnt my one and only personal day yesterday to drive down here.
Okay.
So,
well, how about I hear let's keep it Saturday. I respect that because I know your time off is important too. So I'm going to throw out something. I don't know if we need a motion or something, but I think Carney in August sounds good.
Okay. So I'm taking notes here, and if we get some topics here next, I would be happy to throw out a motion for all of them.
Okay, thank you. Topics we got, of course, Reno and Nebraska City, what the topic is.
Okay, so far I have meetings on February 2nd, May 4th, August 3rd, November 2nd. And the locations are going to be February 2nd in Lincoln, May 4th in Nebraska City, August 3rd in Kearney, November 2nd, Omaha. So far, topics for February, I do not have one listed. For May, we actually have two. Since we'll be in Nebraska City, certainly we'll have a presentation by the NCEC BPI staff, similar to, same big example being what Eric did today. And then we'll also have the annual review of the executive director. Since November's meeting will be in Omaha, I'm going to throw out that we ask Radio Talking Book to do something for us.
Well, that's a year out, Mike, but I think we can figure
our schedule. And I'm just thinking that since that's the next time that we'll be meeting here in Omaha.
I'm sure we would love to come and rest the report.
Otherwise, Crystal Flat.
Yeah, right. We had an offer for that.
Yeah.
Maybe we could have
Can I throw out a suggestion?
Yeah, absolutely.
If you are looking for a facility but you want another focus topic, we can always open our facility here, but you guys can choose your focus. We don't need to be the center of attention for all of those, but we have a room like this that is available. So if that is ever a factor that keeps you from focusing on other providers or key partners, just keep that in mind.
Thank you. You do have a nice facility. Thank you.
Let me ask one more question. Ryan, did you take the bus here today?
No, sir.
You did not. Okay. Did anybody take the bus here today?
No.
Okay.
I won't say the bus does go by here.
There is a bus that goes by here. It had more to do with the weather than it did with transportation.
The only reason I asked was I didn't know if this facility would be easier to get to than the state office building downtown where we normally meet when we're in Omaha.
Both facilities are readily accessible by bus.
Okay.
The one downtown, the passengers have to get off of the traffic side of the bus instead of against the sidewalk. The traffic on all sides of that building goes the wrong direction for the passengers to get off safely.
Yeah, and we also do have a little bit of an access issue. We are able to meet there, but it's like we have to have a secret password to get in.
Right.
Well, thank you, Eric.
So I would like to suggest maybe our Radio Talking Book for November, but I don't have there's two other slots there for Kearney and for Lincoln. If anybody else has some ideas.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up too. That's one that we've talked about.
Okay. Well, how about this? I apologize for not having that as readily in my notes. What if we kept February as the Friends of the Commission and then do vending in August?
Is that okay? Or am I the only one that's curious?
They have to use vending machines coming out there. A lot more accessible.
Do we have one in November?
That's Radio Talking Book as well. What if we rotated, if we asked Robert to forgive us, and we flip-flopped the Friends of the Commission and had that one be the one in Kearney, and do Ben and Lincoln in February?
Is that okay, Robert?
Oh, yeah,
no
problem.
Good.
Okay. So, Mr. Chair, I would make a motion that our meeting schedule next year looks something like this. We would meet on February 2nd in Lincoln, and the focus topic would be vending and the NDE program, kind of highlighting the duties, responsibilities, and of the actual vendors themselves. On May 4th, we would be meeting in Nebraska City, and we would be hearing more about the school, their NCEC BBI, and the services that they provide, as well as doing the annual review of the executive director. August 3rd, we'd be meeting in Kearney, and the topic would be Friends of the Commission. And then finally, on November 2nd, we'd be meeting again here in Omaha, and the topic would be Greater Talking Books.
I'll take that motion. Is there a second?
Second.
I got a motion and a second. Thank you.
Okay, we'll do a roll call. Becky?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Chad?
No.
Okay, and Mark says yes. The motion passed 4-1. Thank you.
All right. Next on the agenda is public comment. Does anybody in the public wish to make a comment?
I have a question.
Okay, let me just get names. Anybody else, Ken, that's going to speak? Any other buddy who want to be heard?
I do have one more
question. Okay, hold on.
Okay, Mike, since you're close, I'll let you go first.
Okay. And this is actually back to the same topic. And we just voted that slate through, but doesn't mean nothing can't be changed. I made a comment a few minutes ago that going out west, all the way to Scott's Bluff, it's hard to justify it. I'd like it to be, I'd go in a heartbeat if somebody asked. And I even said so that somebody did ask. So I would like to make a motion that we change the current location of Scott's Bluff. The person I asked was sitting at this table.
Second.
Okay, I guess just from a point of clarification.
We had an approved motion. Robert's rules of order, do we need to?
It's a separate motion.
Oh, it's a separate motion. Okay, so we can make a change. Okay.
Okay.
I heard a motion to basically the same motion with the exception that we would put the.
It's the same motion, it's just changing our.
Changing one thing.
Changing
one location.
Okay, yeah, we can do that. Okay, I had a motion to change the August meeting from Kearney to Scott's Bluff.
Correct.
Scott's Bluff, right? Yep. And then I heard a second from Chad, yep. And we'll do a roll call. Becky?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Chad?
Yes.
And Mark will say yes, and this is how the sausage is made. You know, we work together and work things out. So thank you, Mike, and thank you, Chad.
Thank you.
Yes.
Will the Scott's Bluff meeting be available for video?
So the top, we can meet via video twice a year. And so that means that I believe we're already planning a video conferencing for February, the Lincoln meeting, because I believe Chad is planning on participating via video. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
So that means this in 2019, one of the other three meetings could include video conferencing. And for anybody who doesn't know why there's a limitation, the Open Meeting Act puts the stipulation that we can only meet twice a year that way, or half of our meetings can be that way. So the May, August, or November meeting would be open. So if we did it in August, we wouldn't be able to do video.
Right. And I'm all for that. Because don't we, when Becky does it via video, doesn't she go to Norfolk?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, let's have that be a location then, if that works for her.
Okay, so the video then would be February and August. And this, I guess this is, this wasn't actually said, Mark, but when we have, due to the Open Meeting Act rule of law, when we meet, for instance, when we meet in February here in Lincoln, but Chad will be participating in Scott's Bluff,
right.
Technically we're meeting at both locations.
Right.
Anybody from the public could technically come to the Scott's Bluff location.
Very good, okay. Do we need to add that?
Or? Just that the when we advertise the locations,
yeah, okay.
that it's both, and Kathy knows that.
Oh, very good.
So in August, when we meet in when the whole full board meets in Scott's Bluff, except for Becky, it'll actually be Scott's Bluff and Norfolk.
Great. Thank you. Kendall, you had a comment here. Microphone's
yes.
coming.
I read a lot of radio talking book, and I get 20 magazines a month. The one news magazine I get is Newsweek, and they have lost their funding for the audio thing. Does anybody know why? I realize this is not a problem, but maybe somebody here has some idea of what happened.
Which magazine was that?
Newsweek.
I don't know.
They're big enough, you'd think they wouldn't.
I don't know. Could it be? When you say you listen to it, is that from the editorial after you get the Newsweek?
You talking to me?
Yes, Kendra.
I did not understand what you said.
Well, how did you receive that audible description format?
In the mail.
All right. I think we need probably. Okay, we need to probably direct that question to them. As just a.
A month ago, I got the thing that on the recording before they read the magazine to me. It says that you only have 3 more weeks without lots of funding and cannot provide this magazine.
Okay. Well, here's what I would suggest. You belong to a consumer group organization, and as president of that group, I would certainly be willing to help you outside of the walls of this commissioner's meeting. But as consumers, when we don't get the services or things that we want, they need to be heard. So I think that's something you and I can pursue.
Personally.
So thank you. I don't know that. Okay,
thanks. Anybody else want to add anything to that? It'd be interesting to find out if it's a Nebraska library thing or is it the national hookup there. They lost it there. Yes, I wonder.
Sometimes they don't know. Sometimes you're waiting for somebody to say, hey, I missed it. You know, so, we can check that out outside the walls of this meeting here. Okay, does any other public comment before we move on to the next item?
This is Nancy Plural. Also, maybe just for your notes for a future meeting, I heard that maybe a number of people who haven't met the new TAP director, having them, but also Crystal Black, that said that she would share more about capabilities.
Yes, thank you. It's always good to have a good list of potential focus topics. Thank you. All right, well, hearing no other public comment, the next thing on the agenda is typical final announcements. And I guess I'll just kind of wrap it up and allow the commissioners to chime in. But again, I would like to thank Outlook Nebraska for the opportunity to meet here. It was comfortable. It was welcoming. It was informative. And I do hope we can come back sometime, whether to learn more about what you're doing or just to
take advantage of this, you know, fine facility. And then I'd like to thank the public here for showing up. We are a consumer-driven agency, and your input does mean a lot to us, and we value that. So thank you for taking time on your busy day. I'd like to thank the staff here, Nancy that's here, and Carol, and Carlos for taking a Saturday out of your business, and thank you commissioners here for being here. Thanks for everybody's patience as my first meeting. So any other announcements, Robert?
Well, other than Miss Kathy over here, she took her Saturday too.
Oh, hey, Kathy, I'm sorry. Yeah. Miss Kathy, and last thing, most important. Okay, other than that, meeting's adjourned. We'll see everybody in Lincoln.
All righty.
All right.